This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Stress relief on Wall Street.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So the stock market had its best day of the year yesterday. Why? Well, we learned yesterday that consumers spent more at shops and restaurants last month, but that probably wasn't it. The Fed gave a slightly better economic forecast, but that wasn't really it either. It appears the pleasant surprise came in the form of a report card on stress tests that were taken by the big banks. Marketplace's Gregory Warner explains.
The Fed wanted to test whether banks could still keep lending money if we had another huge recession. Anthony Sanders is professor of finance at George Mason University's Mercatus Center. He lays out the scenario, and I feel the need to say this is just a test.
13% unemployment, 50% drop in stock market, and 21% further decline in house prices.
Okay, I'm stressed. But 15 of the 19 biggest banks passed the test. They had enough cash on hand to weather the storm. That's a far cry from 2009, when the Fed ran a similar hypothetical and banks fell short by $75 billion.
So the banks are in much healthier shape than they were the last time they ran the stress test.
Banks celebrated with plans to raise dividends and buy back stocks. Those plans sent their stocks climbing. Sanders says that the banks that did the worst in the test all had one thing in common. They all own the mortgages on a lot of troubled homes in the South. I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
The world's largest online payments business, PayPal, is expected to announce tomorrow that it's getting into a new business, allowing anyone to send and receive debit or credit card payments via smartphone. Sabri Benishore reports.
At craft shows around Washington, D.C., Meg Murray sells, well,
What are these things?
They're little ceramic animals and monsters and mythical beasts.
I see you have a little monster riding a pie.
She doesn't sell these figurines using a cash register. She uses her smartphone.
And then I'll take your card and I'll just swipe it really quick.
That's really easy.
Yes, it is.
The company that makes that possible is called Square. And in just 1 year, it's developed a loyal following among a million merchants and processed $4 billion in payments. PayPal, known for online payments, now wants a piece of that real-world action.
It's kind of like going back to the future.
Scott Kessler is an internet equity analyst at S&P Capital IQ. He says while PayPal is a huge player, it does face a challenge moving from the digital world to the real one.
Oftentimes it is very difficult for, let's say, digital technology companies to shift to somewhat separate markets.
One thing is clear, though. At the end of the day, you'll have one more way to spend your money. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, up 1.5% in Tokyo and about 1% right now in Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 217 points. That's about 1.5% to close at 13,177. That is the highest close for the Dow since the last day of 2007.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Listen up, drivers, because we are about to save you some money. The national average for a gallon of gas today is $3.81. It's even worse here in Los Angeles. So I went over to California Automotive in the Valley the other day to get some gas-saving tips from the owner, Rebecca Flyshaker. She started by checking the air in my tires to make sure they were properly inflated.
So we have this little tool, and we're going to check it. And it's telling us that you have 40 pounds of pressure. So 40 for this tire, I think, is very good.
So I'm in good shape.
You're perfect. You're perfect.
What about driving? How fast should you be driving to get the best fuel economy?
Well, it's just not going to happen. What you want to do is 55 miles an hour on the freeway for 10 miles without stopping on your brakes. That's fantastic.
I have to admit, I do tend to drive faster than 55 on the freeway.
And most of us do.
Now, when we're filling up our car with gas, we have a choice. We have the 87, the low end, the mid-grade, and then the high end, the 91.
Correct.
What's the difference?
My opinion is everyone should use 91 octane, but because it's more filtered, not because of the octane. But typically, Super Unleaded has more filtering in it, so we have less particulate matter. It burns much cleaner, cooler, much more efficiently.
So you're saying, even if you don't have to use that in your car, you should buy the expensive gas to save money in the long run?
It's just more efficient, the way that it actually works when it's inside the vehicle.
All right, so use the expensive gas, drive 55 miles an hour, make sure your tires are properly filled up with air.
That's correct.
What else?
A really big thing that you can do, and you really should start at, is making sure, number one, that the air filter is clean. If the air filter is plugged up, you could get as much as 25% lower efficiency because it can't bring the air in properly, so your air fuel mixture will be off, you'll be burning more fuel. Number two, if the oil level is correct and clean, that is fantastic because heat is the major factor inside an engine as to how efficient you can be. Another big thing is if you have a whole bunch of stuff in your trunk, it really is a vehicle that's moving. It's not a closet. So if you can take out go home, take everything out of your trunk and put it on a scale. And I would lay money that you'd have at least 30 to 40 pounds, but the average is 200 pounds worth of extra stuff in your trunk. That's a whole other human body that you're carrying around that you don't need to.
But maybe you don't need to keep the kids' sleds in the car and stuff like that.
No skateboards, no. Unless you're going there. You're going there to use it, great, and then put it back in your garage.
Now, I spend probably, I would say, $50 every 10 days filling up my tank with gas.
Okay.
How much do you think I could save if I were to do all the things that you said?
Well, if you added up the percentages, wash the car, 2% more efficiency. Air pressure, 2% more efficiency. The air filter, if it was plugged up to 25%. Having the oil clean up to 15%, you're already at 40%.
Rebecca Fleischaker, owner of California Automotive, thanks for all the tips you've given us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And you can find all those tips at marketplace.org. Finally, to the weirdest/coolest Groupon deal ever, a trip to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, the site of the Titanic wreck, to be specific. And if you're the lucky bidder, you can do it for just $12,500. That is 79% off. Get to go down in one of those deep ocean vessels. And that is not all. They'll also throw in a DVD of Titanic, just in case you weren't sold. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.